Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Earlene McMichael. Today, we take a moment to recognize the 15th year anniversary of the Kalamazoo Public Library's Reading Together program, where the community reads the same book. They've continued to go strong while some similar programs have ended. Library officials credit their longevity to their emphasis on picking books with potential for lively public discussion. Past books have focused on such topics as farming, public art, immigration, and veterans, and now race. On March 14th, basketball great-turned-author Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will speak in Kalamazoo about his book of essays titled Writings on the Wall, Searching for a New Equality Beyond Black and White, which is this year's Reading Together selection. For more, we're joined today by Kalamazoo Public Library Director Anne Rohrbar and Reading Together Coordinator Karen Trout. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Abdul-Jabbar has been making a name for himself as a cultural commentator. Tell us a little bit about that. Ms. Karen Trout?
He has written 12 books, and so this is definitely not his first book. Many of them have been nonfiction. He's written Brothers in Arms, the epic story of the 761st Tank Battalion, World War II's Forgotten Heroes. He's also written a book entitled What Color Is My World? The Lost History of African American Inventors. He's written fiction. Mycroft Holmes is a mystery for adults. He's got middle grade fiction. So the way that he states it, and I love this quote, is he says, during my 5 decades as a writer, I also played some basketball.
There's another book, too, that he wrote called On the Shoulders of Giants, My Journey Through the Harlem Renaissance. He's often asked, what other career would he have pursued? And I believe he says he would have been a history teacher.
Mm-hmm. I think that he is really becoming a respected name in the world of commentary about all kinds of issues. He's a regular contributor to The Washington Post, as well as Time Magazine. And it was just announced that he's now also contributing to The Hollywood Reporter. And so he has a voice on so many different issues, certainly race, certainly politics, but also popular culture. He has an opinion about La La Land. Is that the
Yes, the movie,
musical?
Yes.
And he has an opinion about The Bachelor, you know, and that I think contribute to this voice that he has on so many different topics.
But what do you hope people perhaps might get from this book?
I'm Anne Rohrbar from the library. I hope, of course, as I do every year, to be honest, that our program brings people together to talk about a common theme that they would not otherwise. I think this year, with national attention on race, that this is a very timely book, and I think it will bring people together. I mean, that's our hope when we plan these programs and select the book. I think the layout of his book with different chapters on different aspects of culture and race relations will attract different people to different discussions and bring us together. This is the whole idea.
In terms of full disclosure, I should say that I am leading a discussion on one of the Reading Together chapters dealing with the news media. But what are some of the other topics that are covered in the book?
Well, there are 9 chapters, and each chapter covers a different topic, and I'll just say what they are. American politics, racism, religion, gender, class struggle, sports, news media, as you mentioned, seniors, and even Generation Z. So the final chapter talking directly to the younger generation.
What are some of the takeaways that you hope people will get out of this book?
I've been attending several of the book discussions that have been held in the last couple of weeks, and I can say that I know how some people are reacting, and I've heard more than one person say that reading the book has caused them to look at themselves and to reflect a little bit on their own tendencies to perhaps stereotype. One reader said that reading the book, even though it was uncomfortable in the chapter talking about race, she said it stripped away some of her warm and cozy feelings that needed to be stripped away. So it's not only hoping that that kind of thing will happen, it appears to be happening. People are telling us that they would never have read this book otherwise. I think one of the reasons that we chose this book is that each chapter ends with some very concrete suggestions. So not only is he giving his views about that particular topic, but he's also providing suggestions that for a community read provides the perfect springboard for discussion.
You're tuning into Arts and More on WMUK. We're talking to Kalamazoo Public Library Director Ann Rohrbar and Reading Together Coordinator Karen Trout about this year's Reading Together book, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's book of essays, Writings on the Wall, Searching for a New Equality Beyond Black and White.
Another thought that makes me particularly proud is that many libraries started community reads programs of this sort about the time we originally did. But many of them have abandoned the program. And just like any program, things run their course, any kind of series, but it hasn't run its course here. And so I hear about libraries that's like, oh, you know, we did that, but doesn't really make it anymore. Or some libraries that have turned it into a fundraiser. And they still bring in a big name author. They still encourage the community to read and talk about a book. But they then sell tickets to the author lecture or program. So I am so proud that our community still embraces this program. And I'm very pleased that we've been able to afford it as kind of a gift or a program for our community, not a fundraiser.
15 years, it's a long time to keep this program going on. Like you say, some communities are no longer doing this type of community read program. What are some of your final thoughts that you'd like to share as you kind of reflect on those 15 years?
Well, as I said earlier, I'm so pleased that this is still a valuable program for our community. We certainly hear from people every year who say, I'm going to read whatever you select because I know it will be a good book. And then people who, as Karen has already mentioned, who haven't really participated before but are intrigued by this particular book. So I guess in summary there, I'd say I'm proud of our community that we still want to have meaningful conversations around a book.
Ms. Trout?
A patron's response one of the years that we were seeking when we were surveying the audience after participating. A response that has stuck with me is Reading Together gets us through Michigan winters. Mm. And we have always scheduled our programs during the month of March, which tends to be a long month for many of us. And so it's nice to know that there are people in our community that really look forward to and know that they want to participate in Reading Together. And I just want to add that this year we have so many opportunities. Because of the way Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's book is laid out, we've actually planned a progressive book discussion where people can attend an event for each chapter if they so choose. They can also discuss, have a book discussion and talk about it in its entirety. But we are proud of the fact that we have scheduled events throughout our community, including the one that you're helping to lead, Erlene, on the topic of news media. We have other people from our community who are also facilitating conversations about all of these other topics.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar delivers a free talk at Miller Auditorium at 7 p.m. March 14th. For details about that and community discussions about his book, visit our website at WMUK.org. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Erlene McMichael. You can hear Arts and More Fridays on WMUK and check us out online. Thanks for listening.